Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Verrucas. Die for your government. Listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
That was the Verrucas and a track called Die for Your Government. That is taken from the Burning Britain 4CD box set by Cherry Red Records that we've been featuring over the last 3 weeks. This is the fourth week of it. And the last week that we will be featuring more than one track from it, but there will be more to come because it's so good, Tone.
Excellent.
The Verrucas are still going. Yeah. And as I have mentioned over the last 3 weeks, they're from kind of the second wave of punk that was known as UK 82. And the first wave was all in London and Manchester, and then the second wave was all off at Shantone.
It was.
And the Verrucas from Leamington Spa.
Oh, beautiful place.
What a great place to have a track called Die for Your Government when you're from Royal Leamington Spa. Absolutely brilliant. Fight the system. And you can find out more about them via their website, Tony, which is...
TheVerrucas.com.
It's as simple as that. But we need to talk about the spelling.
Right.
They were originally called The Verrucas with the correct spelling of Verruca. Or was it? Because I think the correct spelling for Verruca is V-E-R-U-C-A, but is it V-E-R-U-C-C-A?
One C, I think,
so they got it wrong in the first place. But then they decided, for effect, to change the spelling. So it wasn't a case of someone being a lunatic who couldn't spell. It was a conscious decision. Well done, the Verrucas, because spelled this way, it does look a lot more menacing.
It does.
But that was 36 years ago or something, so... Or more. Anyway, point is, they're brilliant, and you can find out more about them via the Burning Britain CD that we will be talking more about during the show. Can you find out about it? CherryRedRecords.co.uk, that's right, isn't it?
I think it's just CherryRed.co.uk.
CherryRed.co.uk.
Yeah, yeah.
I mess with my own mind. This is the bit of the show when I like to read out a joke or poem from you, but I haven't had one.
No.
If you have a joke for me, email Paulie B at Punky Radio, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, and I'll read it out if it comes through. However, I can mention a comedian in this bit, Tony.
Okay.
It came to my attention that on Britain's Got Talent on Saturday night, no other than Noel James was on. He's a Welsh comic who was on at my club in Hitchin in April. He never mentioned it. He kept that to himself. And he went through, so well done, Noel.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, he is a surreal lunatic. If you did see the show, I mean, it isn't beyond the realms. He won't like me calling him a lunatic. I don't mean like that. I mean, his stage persona is a surreal lunatic.
Right.
He went on stage with a guitar in a case and said, "All right, I'm going to play a song now." And then he takes the guitar out of the case and plays the case.
Right, okay.
It's quite nice. And said, and when he's finished completely messing about with it, he says, "That was a cover." He's good, he is very good. So I might as well get straight on with another track from Burning Britain. What we're doing this week, we're topping and tailing, Tony.
Okay.
That's a lot of tease. So the first two tracks and the last two tracks will be from Burning Britain, and the five in the middle aren't. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
I have to say, I am very much looking forward to introducing the next band on the show, but we'll do this first. Extract, Tony.
Okay.
Now, after saying they weren't from London or Manchester, these are nearly from Manchester, in that they were from Bolton, started in 78. Looks like they've got a new album out, came out last year.
Oh, excellent.
Very happy to hear that Extract are still going. And they do have a working, living and breathing Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/extractband.
facebook.com/extractpunk, mate. Really close. And Extract is Extract without the E, so it's like a big X, then Tract, T-R-A-C-T. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony One. And this is Blame It On The Youth. Listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Extract, Blame It On The Youth. as heard on Burning Britain, the new Cherry Red CD that's out now. I will shut up about that for a while.
Right.
All right. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Spoil.
Thank you all. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio or just search Punky Radio. Do leave us a comment. Do like to hear from you. Like the page. Give us a cheeky follow. Whatever you like to do. Messages, not so much. If you want to, you can do. We may not respond. We don't check it that often, but we do look at the comments.
And we enjoy them.
We do enjoy them.
We do enjoy them.
Two this week.
Yeah, we sometimes even join in with them.
We, depending on what they are, yes, we do.
Yeah.
First up, Mark Maestas. Maestas. M-A-E-S-T-A-S.
Ooh, I'm saying
Maestas. Maestas. He's saying, happy May the 4th be with you day. Thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, thanks very much, Mark. I did yesterday being Sunday, I did tweet, happy Return of the Jedi Day.
Mm.
And it was retweeted by two blokes that got it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And I think one of my favourite listener names, Nick Wambolt, has been in touch.
It's a great name.
It's a great name. Well done, Nick.
Wambolt.
Just listen to your latest episode, Crippled Urn Are Insane. Yet they another are. Awesome find thanks to Punky Radio. Thank you very much, Nick.
Wambolt.
I like that. I like his name. I like the fact that he comments. I like the fact that he comments in terms of what he likes in terms of the bands we play. That comment's got greatness written all over it.
Wambolt is a great surname. People often, they change their names, don't they? If they write books, they write under a pseudonym, an assumed name.
Mm.
And I thought today, this is completely giving it away because I know how to change it because I've thought of it, but I'm saying it now, that... I thought I'd maybe call myself Gazpacho. under the title Gazpacho. Yeah, pathetic. There's another one I thought of as well that I have completely forgotten. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So that's it, is it?
That's it.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Wambolt.
Wambolt.
Hey, we're going to play two tracks in a row now. And first up, how about this, Tony? A band whose name is spelled H-A-X-X-A-N. How are you pronouncing that?
Haxan.
That's what I'd have thought, Haxan. And you know what? With what we've had, we've got previous here with the likes of the Swindells, Gravis, Kasabian, and the such like. Who did we have last week? Was it someone else?
I can't remember. No, I don't know.
His name we weren't sure about. Anyway, well done, Haxan, because in the press release for Haxan's new release via Slovenly, Haxan are in fact from Tel Aviv, Tony.
Hmm.
Which gives you a clue to the pronunciation, should you know that particular language. It's not Haxan. There's a little funny umlauty thing over the A. It's pronounced Chasen.
What?
Exactly.
Oh, and I get know. It on Twitter.
I know. It's Chasen. It might be Chasen, but I think it's Chasen. And I'm really pleased. I went, nice one, Chasen. I know how to say your name. Well done. If only more bands would do that, Gravis.
Wow.
Anyway, they've got a cracking new album out. We're going to play a track of it now. What is Chasen's, spelt Haxan, what is Chasen's Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Chasen.
Facebook.com/X Haxan X. So it's X, H-A-X-X-A-N-X. Paul the Internet 2, Tony 1, this is Chasen, and nothing ever changes.
Mongolo.
After they else, the refugees are coming to eat your cocks and steal your winning.
We lie in the black and our minds tick over as the rest of the world's legs are war rages. Rushing waters where spaceships burning foghorn and hot wrecks looming from the mist, your consciousness that tortures placed behind closed eyes. As the rest of the world rages in May at 3 a.m. tonight. That still secret time of regret and hearing in silence. Screaming bloody silence. Tick tock, tick tock. That 6 a.m. alarm so far away. And you know that you'll be broken by then. Broken and finally.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Got so excited about Chasen, I completely forgot to mention we'll be playing Wonk Unit after them. And that was a brilliant Wonk Unit track from their latest album, Terror, a track called As the Rest of the World Sleeps. There's not a bad track on this album. It's absolutely brilliant. I think we can now fairly comfortably call them South London punk legends, can't we?
Are they South now, are they? Possibly.
They've always been South London.
Are they? I thought they were North.
No, they do Wonk Fest in North London, but I'm pretty sure that Alex Wonk is from deepest South London, Streatham or somewhere.
Oh, fair enough.
I think so, anyway. All right, then. London legends.
There you go.
All right, that's fine, yeah. With the occasional band member not from London.
Oh, yes, totally.
There they go. Including one from Mansfield, the little tyke.
Yeah.
He's there for...
Is he gone now? They seem to be rotating guitarists.
I spoke to Alex. He said, "Yeah, he just lost interest."
Oh, okay, fair enough.
And then they had a. I can't remember whether it was a bass player or drummer coming up from Cornwall for a while. I don't know whether he's still involved.
Hmm.
It's all they're in a constant state of flux. But what a wonderful flux, Tony.
Yes, they are.
They're wonderful flux, Tony. Swamp Union's website.
Their website, I think, it's just wonkunion.com.
You're absolutely right there. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the internet 2. Did you do anything last week?
Not really. I meant to go and watch the new Avengers film, but I just didn't have time. Just been working and the like. And then this weekend, just been chilling out at the Bank Holiday weekend and then went for a walk today. Walk around Blidworth, which was exciting.
Walk around Blidworth?
Oh, Blidworth Woods. That was nice. And now I'm shattered. What are you up to?
How long is the Avengers film?
I think it's 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours? Yeah, I don't think I'll have time for that.
Yeah.
I'll wait for it to be on telly.
There you go.
Because by the time you've done the half hour getting there, the half hour getting back, all the messing about with the ads and the previews at the start and everything else that goes with it, well, it's a whole night, Tony.
You're talking 4 hours easy.
You are, I think, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
And you do have to stay until the very end, I think.
There's you a do. Bit of
record there.
Yeah, you do.
You can't even walk out during the credits. You can't even shave up a couple of minutes.
Nope. No, you're there for the duration.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been there for the duration for an Avengers film, you know. I've always mentally wandered off during it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Avengers films are very easy for me to mentally wander off. There's too much going on, Tony. I can't keep up with it.
There's a lot going on.
You have to take notes.
You've got to do your own work.
Well, last week, Tony, I had my show in Hitchin on Saturday. But before we get to that, you know it was boiling on Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, it was also boiling in Burton Latimer. Because on Friday night, I went down to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Where it appeared to be gay night, Tony. There was an awful lot of men in there.
Ooh.
Oh, I felt quite at home.
Excellent.
The next day, woke up in the morning, Tony. Went outside and sat outside with Steve in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And his girlfriend Lindsay. And Lindsay is from the Isle of Man, right? And she's quite fair-skinned, right? And I sat out there with her for, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes. I could feel my head burning a bit, Tony.
Oh, dear.
So I thought the best thing to do was get in the car, drive down to Hitchin to get myself ready for the gig that night, not knowing that they would be coming down to see me at the gig. They came down, Tony. Well, I think Lindsay had been out in the sun a little bit too long.
Right.
The fair-skinned beauty, the fair-skinned Manx beauty, Tony, looks rather like a cross between a Neapolitan ice cream and an Oompa Loompa.
Oh, dear.
Bright pink, absolutely hilarious. And I imagine now that she's doing the name of the town she's from, which is of course Peel. Right, Andy. Yeah, gig was great. Thanks to everyone who came down. And it was a lovely day though, so we did lose quite a lot of people to the sunshine, sadly. So yeah. We weren't as busy as normal, but it was great fun. And I'd say thanks to everyone that came down. And to the acts that did it, who were Pete Phillipson, who I think I'd got wrong, instead of Peter Brush. I got my Pete's mixed up. Pete Phillipson, Amy Haviska, who looks exactly like an old girlfriend of mine, which is a bit freaky. And Sean McLaughlin, who fortunately doesn't look like any girl I've ever been out with.
Great.
In that he's about 6'4".
Okay.
Which isn't the only reason. I'm not saying that I wouldn't go out with a girl who was 6'4". I'm just saying that she wouldn't go out with me. She'd be walking around looking at my bald patch all day, wouldn't she?
Oh, dear.
I say bald patch, I mean bald head. It's not like I've got a little patch. yeah, so that was about it. And then yesterday, Sunday, I chilled out and watched snooker. And then today, for the bank holiday, while everyone else has been sunning themselves in what has been a record-breaking bank holiday weekend, I was in a warehouse. Yeah, rubbish. However, the next track we're going to play tonight, I'm really pleased about.
Okay.
All right. We've never played Fabulous Poodles before, which is an oversight on my part. They were, well, described kind of as pre-New Wave. I think they started in 1975. And they have got, I know we keep doing Cherry Red stuff, but they've got a new retrospective coming out on Cherry Red called Mirror Star, which is the name of their biggest hit and main album. And it's a 3-CD box set that has been put together by the lead singer, none other than Tony Demure, Tony.
Okay.
Who is also known as Ronnie Golden, who I've known for about 15 years because he's been a stand-up comic.
Yeah, I thought that name rang a bell. Yeah.
Really brilliant comic. Really lovely bloke. And he does a lot of stuff with Barry Cryer as well.
Okay.
And he's just turned 70. He probably won't thank me for saying that. But he just turned 70 and he rocks like you wouldn't believe.
Excellent.
And this retrospective, it has got a kind of, I'd say, pre-New Wave. It's also got a bit of pub rock going on. But it's ever so good. I'm going to play a track of it.
Okay.
Because I said to him that we would. Some of the people they work with, John Peel was a big fan of Fabulous Poodles. And for at least one tour, they were Chuck Berry's backing band.
All right.
Quite mad, isn't it? Because I know when people like Chuck Berry used to come over to England, they didn't used to bring a band with them to save money. They'd just get a band that were there. And he got Fabulous Poodles. I had no idea. Absolutely brilliant. Good sleeve notes, mainly written by Tony and this CD box set Mirror Star. Anyway, we're going to play track, Tony.
Okay.
I can't find a website, Fabulous Poodles. So we'll just have to have no point. Is that all right?
It's fine.
So the halfway stage is Tony T, Paul of the Internet T's, and this is Fabulous Poodles and Bike Blood.
like blood is on my face. Cars, no road tax and the like. And when I feel like going out, I take an angel on my flight. Cause I'm a white boy in the sky, doing relays in the sun. And watching paradise pass me by, my speedo on the turn. Bike blood is on my vest. Bike blood is still the best. Yeah.
You're listening to Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fabulous Poodles and Bike Blood. We will be playing another Fabulous Poodles track in the next few weeks. And we've got another one set aside for Halloween.
Beautiful.
It is looking very much like this year's Halloween Punky will be in at least two parts.
Ah, great.
Whereas last year we managed to get away with one. I've had so much Halloween suitable music through already. It does look like we'll be doing at least two, maybe three. Who knows? We might make it a Halloween month.
Why not? What happened? Did we do the previous year? Did we do at least two, maybe three
or
four?
We did one that was an Alien Sex Fiend special and the Halloween one. And we have done another one that was Halloween in two parts. So, yeah.
Right, okay.
That's cool. The kind of production meeting that makes Punky Radio so popular on apps such as TuneIn Radio.
Yes.
I didn't know that we were on there. Did you know we were on there?
Yeah, we spoke about it years ago.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Well, Steve's just found it anyway.
Okay.
Went, oh, wow, you're on TuneIn. Yeah, so we haven't mentioned it, so we ought to. If you have the app TuneIn Radio, you can listen to Punky Radio on there. And hello to any TuneIn Radio app listeners we have right now.
Good app.
Good. Tony, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Geek Guide.
Wambolt.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you do have any gigs, don't forget to do email me, Tony.
I'm sorry to butt in, Tony. I think you said that a bit like the way the Spanish would say it.
What, Wambolt?
Wambolt, yeah. Wambolt. That would be a good name for a Spanish author.
Wambolt.
Yeah. Not that Gaz Pacho wouldn't, obviously.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'll be quiet now.
Don't forget, do email me your gigs, tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. And to prove as such, we've got our first in a good while international gig.
Oh, brilliant.
Boz from Porn Scars has been in touch.
Oh, hello, Boz. They're German, aren't they?
They certainly are. They describe themselves as Berlin's finest murder garage punk rock.
I think they probably are.
I think they probably are. You can't argue
and
with it.
We played a few of their tracks. We also, at some point, Porn Scars, we will play another one.
There you go.
Yeah.
So they are playing this Saturday, the 12th of May, at Club Charlotta in Potsdam with the Breath Bright Brooder.
Blimey.
It's a punk rock night at Club Charlotta. So do check it out if you can. It is also Punky's gig of the week.
Well, so I hope at the end of the night, whoever's on last, are they on last? The Porn Scars on last? Or we don't know.
Well, you'd guess so, wouldn't you? Why not?
I hope whichever band is on last, when they walk off stage for the last time, they say, well, that's Charlotta.
Why not? Yeah, they're also playing on the 8th, but this show doesn't go out till the 8th, so there's no point
mentioning that then.
It certainly isn't. But the 12th of May, if you are in Potsdam, do check it out.
And just remind me again, how much is it to get in?
Doesn't say on the email.
Mostly, if it doesn't say, it means it's free, doesn't it?
That's usually my rule of thumb, yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? If you're in the Potsdam area and you fancy some ultimate Berlin murder garage punk, you really ought to go and see Porn Scars.
Yeah.
Say hi to them from us.
Do. And even if it is a pay on the door, it won't be a lot. It'll be worth it is what it will be. And so just go along.
Yeah, just go.
Just go.
Yeah, just go.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Well, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Wambolt.
Wambolt.
Gazpacho. You did the melody again then, Tony.
I try and change around a little bit.
Yeah, I have to say, it's not a great melody. I'd go as far as to say, we're rather discordant.
Okay.
But it's in keeping with the show. I love it. Right. Speaking of venues that are really great that I can go down to for nothing, largely because I've only been in the day when there's nothing on, I mentioned Foreman's, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
It's the punk bar in Nottingham that I've shamefacedly not frequented nearly enough. We've got big plans with them, Tone.
We'll
talk about it in future weeks. But one of the bloke who runs Foreman's is in a band called Static Kill. Static Kill are a Nottingham acoustic punk band, Tony, although they have gone electric, although this is not an example of that, because the recording we have is pre their Bob Dylan moment.
Okay.
There's also another bloke in the band called Hugh, who's a bloke I've known for years, and he's a bloke I bumped into in Foreman's. And they mentioned a gig, I will tell you now, they mentioned a gig which I think is on June the 17th, I think, at the Maze. And features Vice Squad and loads of bands, including Static Kill, loads of local bands. And I'm threatening to do a special.
Oh, nice. Okay. Why not?
All right, yeah. So we might work it out. In the meantime, we're going to play this. I'll remember to say this. Right. Stay tuned for a band we've never played before called The Glucks. Or The Glucks. I think Glucks, but it's European, so it might be Glucks. Anyway, they didn't give me the information, which means I can call them whatever I like. I might call them the Wambolts.
Wambolt.
Wambolt. But first up, this is Static Kill, Tony. What I'd like to know is, what is Static Kill's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Static Kill Band.
Facebook.com/Static Kill UK. Paul of Internet 3, Tony 2. This is Band of Brothers.
Insurgency, I'd rather be AWOL or an S. fucking insane fight. 'Cause my radio don't work and my boots are too tight. Hey! Band of brothers, a band of gold. If I serve my time, I just might get paroled. I was only 16 when I enrolled. Now I'm kneeling down wearing a black blindfold. Mother ain't seen me since the day that I flew. I never joined up if I only knew. Her nerves are in tatters each time the door knocks. Don't wanna be welcome in a wooden box. Oh! Band of brothers, a band of gold. If I do my 5 years, I just might make parole. I was only 16 when I enrolled. Now I'm kneeling down wearing a black blindfold.
Kitten sub.
Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Glucks, or The Glucks, and a track called Why Do I Love You? Garage punk duo from Ostend, Tony.
Mm.
I think you are vaguely familiar with Ostend, aren't you?
I drive past it at least a few times a year.
Yeah, and Ostend is, of course, in Belgium.
Mm.
I think Mullet Monster Mafia might be Belgian as well. The band you're listening to underneath us right now, yeah.
Mm.
It's a Belgian double.
Beautiful.
There was me thinking this was rapidly turning into a Wham-Bolt special.
Wham-Bolt.
And we've got... You say that nearly as well as you say Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard!
There you go. One for someone. Yeah, the Glucks, Tony, or Glucks. They have a new album out called Run Amok. It came through via Drunkabilly, our lovely friends at Drunkabilly. But I don't think it's out on that label, what I can gather. But anyway, can you find out more about them by their Bandcamp page, which is
theglucks.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. theglucks.bandcamp.com. Which makes it Tony 3, Paul of Internet 3. That's exciting.
Excellent.
Yeah. Are you doing anything this week?
Well, it's a 4-day week, so it'll be mostly work, squeezing the old 5 days into four, but I will try and, again, try and see Avengers. Because I would like it being spoiled, because everyone's... It's got stuff happens in it, and people start to talk about it. So I'm trying to avoid things, and it's just he's just going to watch it. But it's difficult.
See, the thing is, I'm so far behind on my Marvel now that I don't want to go and see something that I'll have references to other ones, because I haven't seen Thor Ragnarok yet, and I haven't seen Black Panther.
Right.
So I don't really want to go and see this, because when I watched Iron Man 3, admittedly, I watched Iron Man 3 without watching Iron Man 2 or Avengers, didn't know what the fuck was going on.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
So I might just wait for them all to be on telly in the right order.
Okay.
Is that cheap of me? It is cheap of me, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
They don't really need the money, do they? They're all doing all right.
They seem to be doing all right. Yeah.
Yeah. I watched a good film last night that came out a couple of years ago called Chappie. You heard of Chappie?
Yeah. I haven't watched it, but I know what you mean.
South African robot film.
Hmm.
With a surprisingly all-star cast, including Hugh Jackman and Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you any more about that. I think you really like it. I do.
Yeah, I've watched it. It's on my list. It's the guy who did Elysium, isn't it? And District 13?
Yes, that, right, yes. The guy did District 13, yeah, almost certainly, because it's very, very similar in look and feel.
Mm.
Yes, well done you. I didn't know that. I just watched it because it was on.
Okay.
That's how me and Film 4 and 5 Star and Movies for Men and the... Oh, I'll tell you what I did watch the other night. After I watched that, I watched the film on... No, I don't know what it was on, actually. It might have been on Film 4, called The Virgin Witch. Have you ever heard of The Virgin Witch?
I haven't.
It's a 1971 exploitation film, Tony, featuring Vicky Michelle, who was, what's her name, in Hello, Hello, as a young woman, and her sister, basically getting it all out.
Ooh.
In Surrey. In what is quite possibly the most appalling and terrible film I've ever seen, or certainly recently. It's absolutely rubbish, but you know what? You know, it's got to have you.
The Virgin Witch. Okay.
The Virgin Witch. It's really, really bad.
Excellent.
There's a bloke called Chris who lives in Letchworth. Me and him, anytime there was a really, really bad film on, one of us would get in touch with the other and say, "This, have you seen this?" And the thing was, every time I got in touch with him, he'd already seen it. There's one called him. Nude nuns with big guns or something that we
oh wow
or something like that. Anyway, The Virgin Witch, truly terrible, but you kind of, if you're of a certain age and you watched LOLO, you can't help but be curious.
Yes.
Alright. I've talked way too long now. There's not really any time for me to tell you what I'm doing this week, which isn't much. I was hoping the sun will last a bit. Apparently we're going to be cooler tomorrow. Is that right?
I think it was peaking today, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was as hot as peaking today, mate. You can't call it anymore, Beijing.
Ah.
Yeah. I've got all 70s, Tony.
That's all right.
I think we should crack on.
Okay.
I might go and see a band this weekend if I get a chance, but I don't know who yet. I won't get to Germany, I know that.
Right, okay.
Who knows? Right, now, the last two tracks this week are from Burning Britain, the Cherry Red 4-CD box set that we have been featuring over the last, well, month, basically, and this is the last week we're going to be playing more than one track off it. Might get a few more on the show yet, because, actually, we might play a few tracks on, because I might do a Nottinghamshire week, because there are... two or three bands from around here that are, oh, who knows. Anyway.
Okay.
The band we're about to play now are called Subculture. And they might still be going. I had a look at their website and it was relatively recent. Do you want to have a quick punt at the website?
Subculture.co.uk?
Subcultureukpunk.com. Sadly. Probably in set 4, Tony 3. Yeah, all the way from Cambridge. Yet another UK 82 band, but again, it looks like they've been doing something at least relatively recently. Anyway, have a listen to this, see what you think. I'm sure you're going to love it. This is Loud and Clear.
Please don't bother to try. I won't stop speaking.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Subculture, Loud and Clear from the Burning Britain Cherry Red compilation that's out right now, which is a UK 82 retrospective and is really rather brilliant. I should just mention as well, Steve and the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Did get in touch with me and say, have you seen this? And there's another 4-CD box set out right now that's been put together, or if you like, compiled by Gary Crowley. You know who I mean? I say Gary Crowley.
Name rings a bell.
Anyway, look him up. Fantastic compilation of punk and new wave, largely unknowns. I hardly knew any band off it. Looks really interesting. But I know no more about it than that. I might try and find out. You never know. It came out late last year, I think, so I doubt very much they're going to send me a free copy.
Right.
Bugger. But it does look really, as a sort of completist thing, it looks absolutely brilliant. But there were hardly any of the bands on it that featured on the Cherry Red one, so I wonder whether it's a sort of, not rival label thing, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
But that is good. Anyway, so Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised. I really thought there'd be some coming through. There's been loads of political stuff happening. Loads of stuff happening all over the world. And no one's twatting any of them. Maybe we're just getting used to it.
I thought it would have come through like a wham-bolt.
Wham-bolt. But no. I know. Funny, it's surprised. But oh well. So yeah, if you do have a twat, don't forget you can email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Do get in touch if you see any twats around.
So what are you going to do instead?
Well, last week I featured the US iTunes catch-up. So we need your iTunes reviews. As previously mentioned, the reviews help us move up the featured rankings of iTunes, the iTunes chart. They cost you nothing, but they do make quite a bit of a difference. So if you haven't reviewed us so far, please do so. Go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. Hit that. It will take you to the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out.
It's a weird way to get up the chart, but it does work, doesn't it?
It does, because podcasts are free. You can't buy it, and they get downloaded straight to your phone. So there's no real good way of tracking podcasts.
I don't think that's, you've ever explained it so well, Tony.
Thank you.
Right.
So reviews good are good for that. That's what I'm saying. Right. So last week I caught up on the US. So got to the UK one. So I'm going to read the last couple that are on there. So we've got two. So first up, Too Good to Miss. It's an eclectic, some may say completely bonkers, range of music from full-on punk to various forms of abilly, punk, rock, psych, to blues and all the way back again. Oh, and copious amounts of mild quirkiness from the hosts. That's from George Tony. PC.
Thank you, George. Hey, Tony, does that mean that you're going to have to put the effect on your own words there?
Yeah. next up and finally, great show.
Tony, that just sums up the mild quirkiness of this show.
It does.
You got two now.
I know. Great show. Well worth a downloading. You won't be.
I'm sorry, Tony. I was so busy talking over you, I didn't hear who that's from.
I didn't say yet. It's from the Cat Milker. So that would be from Seth.
Oh, is it really? Brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And obviously, they were both 5 stars. So thanks for that. That's all I have.
Thanks very much, Cat Milker. Seth Cat Milker.
What's you see,
we've got, there's so many great names of listeners, aren't there?
Yeah.
It's really, our names in comparison are really, really boring.
Really are.
We've got Cat Milkers and Wambols all over the place.
I know. Wasn't the Cat Milker threatening to come up to Nottingham this summer? I can't.
Yes.
Am I right? No? Okay. Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay, maybe you could let us know.
Of course, can't remember when. I think we're waiting for a date, aren't we?
I think we are. So let us know, Steph, if you're in the area. Yeah. Be good to know, wouldn't it?
Punky versus the Cat Milker. Could be quite brilliant.
Could be.
All right, then. So, well, we better play the last song, then.
Let's do that.
I've been looking forward to playing this song quite a long time, Tony.
Okay.
It should be fast enough for Paul Jordan if he's on his jog.
Right.
Band called The Blood, Tony, who were a real out there, outspoken, crazy, nutty band. Most successful in the 80s, but they did. I do remember we, around about, I don't know, 2004, 5 or 6 when Captain Oi was selling his lot of stuff, they sent us a The Blood album.
Right.
And I didn't give it enough time. So I went back and revisited it years ago. What an album. What a great band. And they've got a track on Burning Britain, and it was actually their first ever single. They do have a Facebook page that is current, but there doesn't appear to be much about them doing any gigs, but you can check it out. What do you think the Facebook page is, Tony?
Facebook.com/TheBloodPunk.
Facebook.com/the-blood-28368512830417/. And why is that, Tony?
That's a default URL, I think.
That was a default URL. They might be absolutely brilliant, but they don't know a lot about the internet.
No.
I don't think they'll be that upset about that. It's worth you Googling The Blood and reading about them. They're just completely out there. And this is a great song, actually. So, well, Tony, ultimately, I think that makes it, Paulie the Internet, 5, Tony 2, doesn't it?
3, I think, is.
5-3, sorry. 5-3. Well, you've still lost.
It's fine.
This is Megalomania. That's about the size of it this week. I told you that Blood song was good. Make sure you check out The Blood. They do have a number of albums out that you can enjoy greatly. Well, I don't know whether I'm going to see any of you this week, because I'm not sure what I'm doing, Tony.
Okay.
I suppose it's not beyond the realms of possibility that a listener might see you at Avengers if you get there.
Maybe.
Although maybe you won't tell them which cinema you're going to. Mm. Is it in Nottingham? Will it be in Nottingham?
It will be my usual.
Oh, I can't remember what that is.
Okay. Yes, in Nottingham, yeah.
All right. Okay, so at some point this week, Tony will be at the pictures in Nottingham. You might see him. If you do, say hello.
Yeah.
In fact, walk up behind him and go, wham-bol.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's about it. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves. We'll be back to kind of normal next week, I suppose. But, you know, nothing's ever that normal on this show, to be honest. How far away are we from our 666?
This is show 660.
Oh, is it? So we're six away. Right, okay. Well, we'll no doubt do something for it. Might have a week off.
Yes.
So, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't hear Gene Austin.
Wambolt.